We are really spreading the news around this morning. This next report is about mayonnaise and a basic question. What is it? The answer may determine the outcome of a lawsuit that feels like a struggle between David and Goliath. The nation's leading brand, Hellmann's, is suing an upstart known as Just Mayo. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Several years back, a young entrepreneur named Josh Tetrick, who had more charisma than cash, decided to take on the mayo industry. His strategy? Get rid of the eggs and reinvent the spread using ground-up peas.
Just Mayo is a mayo product that uses plants instead of chicken eggs, and that's a part of the broader philosophy of the company to do food a little bit differently in a way that's hopefully significantly more sustainable, less water, less emission.
And maybe better for you. At least that's part of his pitch. Meanwhile, Unilever, the global food giant that owns Hellmann's, was sitting pretty. They were doing well the way they'd always done well.
The family gathers new babies here.
In this old TV ad, a jar of Hellmann's mayonnaise sits front and center on a fancy holiday table.
Everything was great, Grandma.
And it wouldn't be home without Hellmann's.
This is the way mayonnaise was marketed in the past, but Tetrick says his product, Just Mayo, is about the future. And now he's doing pretty well. Just Mayo is on the shelves of some major supermarket chains, from Walmart to Whole Foods. But Unilever says there's a problem here. 2 weeks ago, they filed a lawsuit, pointing out that the Food and Drug Administration's legal definition of mayonnaise is a spread that contains eggs. Just Mayo has no eggs. In a statement sent to us by Unilever, the company says, quote, "We simply wish to protect both consumers from being misled and also our brand."
Sometimes it seems almost silly, but companies protect their brand at all costs.
That's John Stanton, a professor of food marketing at St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia. He says if Unilever's lawyers can use decades-old regulations defining what constitutes mayonnaise in order to protect their brand's market share, they'll do it.
There's no question that Hellmann's is swinging a sledgehammer to kill an ant. And if I was the Just Mayo, I'd be sitting back saying, you know, I'm getting more attention than I could have ever paid for.
The media has dubbed this the mayonnaise war. There have been headlines such as Hold the Mayo, and brand consultant Eloy Trevino of The Profit Group in Chicago says this public fight might just leave Hellmann's with egg on its face.
When you look at the way the story is unfolded, it just looks like sour grapes by a big company against a brand that has a great purpose and a great product.
He says if he were advising Unilever, he'd tell them to think more about their purpose.
Today, consumers are gravitating toward and becoming advocates for brand with a strong brand purpose.
And Trevino says with Hellmann's, Unilever does have a really strong brand.
Anytime you have a brand dating back 100 years, there's a ton of trust, there's a ton of equity.
And he says that's worth a lot. Now, the mayonnaise war may not be ending anytime soon. The company behind Just Mayo is fighting back and plans to file a countersuit in the coming weeks. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.